The third luminous mystery, the kingdom of God. After John had been delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Early in his public life, Jesus, travelling through Galilee and announcing the kingdom of God, visits a crowded synagogue at Capernaum. The people listen very intently as he reads from a scroll given to him by the synagogue leader. Jesus then stretches out his arms in his usual speaking attitude. Silence is now perfect. He says, "He who came to you to sanctify you has risen. He has come out from the secrecy of his house, where he prepared himself for this mission. He purified himself to give you an example of purification. Repent of your sins to be forgiven and to be ready for the kingdom. Remove from yourselves the barrier of sin. Each of you has his own. Repent with sincere humility and with a firm will. Change your ways of living and return to the law of the Lord. And do penance. The morrow of the kingdom of heaven is imminent. May it find you pure, so that you may possess the eternal day. Peace be with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A little later, while Jesus is staying in Peter's house by the shore of the Lake of Gennesaret, a large group of people, including many children, crowds into a big back room to hear him speak. Surrounded by little children, Jesus says, "There is no wise man in Israel greater than the smallest of these children. Their souls belong to God, and his kingdom belongs to them." Suddenly, there is a commotion from some people on the roof above. They make an opening through which, by means of ropes, they lower down a little stretcher on which a patient is lying. Jesus says, "Both you and those who brought you have great faith. I say to you, son, your sins are forgiven." The very young man looks at him, crying. Pharisees and doctors whisper something to one another in disdain. Jesus asks, "Is it easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Get up, take your little bed, and walk away'? You think that only God can forgive sins. Now, so that you may learn that the Son of Man has authority both over bodies and souls, on the earth and in heaven, I say to him, 'Get up, pick up your bed and walk. Go home and be holy.'" The man jerks. He shouts, stands up, throws himself at Jesus' feet, and kisses and caresses them. He cries and laughs, and his relatives and the crowd do likewise. The crowd follows him, rejoicing. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Shortly before his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says to his apostles, "The physical eye, which is said to be the mirror of the soul, reflects the yearning of the soul. It is a yearning often unnoticed, but always alive as long as a man is not a demon. It is a yearning after heights, where reason, by instinct, places the Most High. In the evening, when you light a lamp in the house, where do you put it? In a hole under the oven? Or do you hide it under a bushel? No, you do not. Otherwise it would be useless lighting it. The light instead is placed on top of a shelf, or it is put on a lampstand, because what is put on a higher place is to remind men of God and to illuminate. The light of God shines where the wick is immersed into the plentiful liquid of prayer and charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It is morning near a mountaintop, close to the Lake of Gennesaret. Jesus is teaching a multitude of people about the kingdom of God. God is not only a legislator, he is a father, and a father of immense goodness. You may ask, but how can one conquer God and his kingdom through a milder road than the harsh Mount Sinai one? There is no other road but that one. But let us look at it from a point of view not of a threat, but of love. Let us say, how glad I will be if I do that. And with supernatural joy, let us rush towards those beatitudes brought about by compliance with the law, as roses sprout from a thorny bush. How blessed I will be if I am poor in spirit, because mine shall be the kingdom of heaven. One practices that holy poverty in spirit that deprives itself of everything in order to be more free to conquer God, the supreme wealth, that is, to have the kingdom of heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Here are just three of the other Beatitudes. How blessed I will be if I am gentle, because I shall have the earth for my heritage. Be gentle, therefore. Do not put souls to flight. Attract them through love, because lowliness is love, as poverty in spirit is love. How blessed I will be if I am pure in heart. God is purity. Paradise is the kingdom of purity. Nothing impure can enter paradise where God is. How blessed I will be if I am persecuted in the cause of right. When time comes to an end and paradise is full, then every tear will be dear to you, because through it you will have conquered the eternal glory which I promise you in the name of the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus is at a banquet in the house of Simon the Pharisee. The meal is interrupted by a young, beautiful woman, the newly converted Mary Magdalene, who kneels and washes Jesus' feet with her tears and her hair and a large quantity of perfume. Jesus looks at her now and again with so much loving pity. The face of the Pharisee has become more and more sullen. I now hear the well-known words of the gospel uttered in a tone and with a look which cause the old resentful man to lower his head. I hear the words absolving the woman who goes away leaving her jewels at Jesus' feet. Jesus speaks to Maria Valtorta about his conversation with the Pharisee. I said to him, she loves my spirit, nothing but my spirit, which she perceives is supernaturally good. The sinner is dead, and Mary is reborn through her deep sorrow and her righteous love. She washed herself in her tears. He who loves much is pardoned much. But do not be afraid of me. Come confidently, courageously. I open my heart and my arms to you. Then Jesus compares Mary Magdalene with his beloved apostle John. I make no difference between him who loves me with his spotless purity and him who loves me in the sincere contrition of a heart reborn to grace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
On a mission to Antioch with his other apostles, an inspired John urges the people there to imitate Jesus. What is the Saviour? He is light blended with love. I say to you, love. There is no other virtue that is greater or more like his nature. If you love, you will be wise, you will be everything, and you will practice every virtue without difficulty. Flee from any direction that is not his. Get rid of every fog. Go to the light. Go to our Father, who is the Father of lights, who is infinite light. Go to him through his Son, who is the light of the world. Enjoy God in the embrace of the Paraclete, who is the brightness of the lights, in just one beatitude of love that concentrates the three into one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At the temple in Jerusalem, late in his public life, Jesus is asked by a Pharisee about the kingdom of God and when it will come. He replies, only the eye of God can see it being formed, because the eye of God reads inside men. The kingdom of God is in you, within you, in your spirits, which receive the law that comes from heaven, and which, when practiced, makes one the citizen of the kingdom. That is why John, the Baptist, came before me to prepare the ways to the hearts of men through penance and through love. The kingdom of heaven will rise, and the slavery of sin, which prevents the kingdom from coming to men, will fall. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Later, again in Jerusalem, Jesus says to a group of people of different nationalities, I am the light of the world. I am the light because my Father is the light, and he begot me and gave me his nature. Light reveals what was concealed by darkness. In heaven there is light. On the earth there is above all the reign of darkness, which conceals the truth from spirits. Darkness hates the spirits of men and does not want them to become acquainted with the truth and be sanctified. That is why I came, that you may have light and consequently life. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
After his death and resurrection, Jesus appears to his apostles and says, the Father sent me into the world, I send you into the world to continue my evangelization. Be enlightened. it is not possible to see in darkness. Be pure to give purity. Be love to love. Then he will come who is light, purification and love. But in the meantime, to prepare you for your ministry, I communicate the Holy Spirit to you. For those whose sins you forgive, they will be forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they will be retained. May your experience make you just in judging. May the Holy Spirit make you saints, so that you may sanctify. May your sincere wish to overcome your faults make you heroes for the life expecting you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell,
and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.